It's Wednesday, the 26th of June, and I am Leonard Vidbeen with your 7 a.m. news bulletin. At the African Hospitality Investment Forum, Connie Marlene Thesa of FNB Namibia underscored the country's growing appeal as a tourism and business travel destination. Tourism contributed 7% to the country's GDP in 2022, worth 14.3 billion Namibian dollars. The forum at the recent AviaDev conference in Windhoek underscores Namibia's potential for further growth and its readiness to welcome more tourists.
The country is far becoming a destination for the business traveler. There are still a lot of opportunities for growth and expansion. That is why AHIF could not have come at a better time. To take Namibia to the next level as a travel destination, significant investment in tourism developments across all 14 regions is required, which needs to be done in a sustainable and eco-friendly manner that fits into the beautiful landscapes and do not hinder or harm wildlife.
In response to increasing concerns about worker safety, the Labour, Industrial Relations and Employment Creation Ministry held a stakeholder consultation to develop the Occupational Safety and Health Bill. The session aims to create safer working environments for workers, employers and customers, as well as to enhance safety measures across various industries. Secretary General of the Trade Union Congress, Mahongora Gavihua.
What is of most important to us is that when we come to the laws that are dealing with the human relations, we need to,
by all means, be specific. These notions of the mode on how we are writing our laws, it has become completely not favorable to the workers in a sense that they leave room for the courts to rewrite the law, and that should be dealt with, and we have to have proper trained legal drafters, and the commissions are dealing with the law development. They need to be specific so that they can clear on what they mean when we are drafting the laws. So our position is that the language must be clear on that law.
South Africa's health ministry confirmed its third death from Mpox amid an outbreak that began in May, with 16 laboratory-confirmed cases to date. The latest victim, a 40-year-old man from KwaZulu-Natal province, exhibited Mpox-like symptoms, including a widespread body rash, before passing away at home. Police in Kenya opened fire on demonstrators attempting to storm the legislature, resulting in at least 5 deaths and dozens of injuries. Reuters says protesters reacting to legislation that raises taxes overwhelmed the police and set parts of the parliament building on fire. Citizen TV reported that some protesters managed to enter the Senate's chamber earlier in the day. The United Nations aims to protect humanitarian workers in Gaza. Speaking at the UN Security Council on Tuesday, Tor Venneslant, the UN Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process, said indiscriminate attacks on convoys are impeding the delivery of aid. It's now emerged that senior UN officials told Israel they will suspend aid operations unless urgent steps are taken to better protect humanitarian workers, as our Jody Jacobs reports.
While UN officials here in New York have neither confirmed nor denied the letter sent to the Israeli authorities, they have, however, stressed the urgent need to secure aid convoys in Gaza.
Attacks on humanitarian aid workers and facilities are unacceptable, must cease immediately, and should all be investigated.
The UN says no final decision on suspending operations across Gaza has yet been made, and that talks with the Israelis were ongoing. Already, aid deliveries are suspended from the US-built pier in Gaza by the World Food Programme over security concerns. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.